I just remember coming in and talking to Jens, and I just going through the social services program, I was like, okay, well, I want to get into with Stalo, and I was thinking, well, maybe I'll ask Jens if there's anything I can do, and then, yeah, she put me on the assert team. Truth is, like, I've gone through a lot of crisis and experienced suicidal tendencies myself, and my I've had family members pass away. My dad, you know, I passed away when he was 8 years old. Thing is, though, the professionals said it was like an accident. He drowned in the river. And, you know, there's talk about suicide. There, the recent one I heard was it might have been a murder. And my uncle, you know, committed suicide when I was graduating. And my mom actually just did it about less than 2 weeks ago. And it was suicide. And the assert team and Jens especially came and helped, and I just appreciate it so much. One thing about this team is that, you know, we're experiencing these things. We're going through it ourselves. And I find that the ones that are going through it are the ones that are going to be able to help the other ones. And I don't just help Stalo people. I help everybody that's around. I was looking at that, you know, like when you're, was it fight, flight, or freeze, like that diagram, and, you know, there's addictions, there's suicidal attempts, there's violence, and, you know, I've experienced all that, and, you know, I've been sober for over 9 years now, and, you know, and that's alcohol and drugs were how I covered up the pain. And, like, I see it being such a big factor in a lot of the losses that we have. And so I, you know, like, one of the biggest things is helping others to sober up if they choose to. And even if they don't want to, like, I'm still there for them. It doesn't matter to me if they're drinking or drugging. I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable with talking about suicide and things like that. Like, I'm going through my own stuff right now, and I know I'm going to need some help, and I'm going to need some self-care. But, like, you know, the assert team has helped me out so much with it. And, like, I can relate to people, too. It's not just, you know, someone that's has the academics and, you know, knows all the right things. It's people that have experienced and lived through it. And, you know, I'm easy to talk to and get along with. I feel like I could connect with the youth, and I think it's because I just have that youthful spirit kind of thing, like Ramona. I don't know, I could connect with them, and I have actually an easy time connecting with anybody. It doesn't matter what age, doesn't matter. And, you know, I guess going through the social service diploma, being, you know, sober for as long as I have, and, you know, helping you know, people with their sobriety, and just talking. And, you know, even though this is a hard time for me now, like with my mom going, I found it, there's people that are opening up and talking to me about their stuff, and it actually does help me. And you know, it's bringing up stuff for them, and I just yeah, I don't know. What Jens was saying about that, you know, ending the pain for somebody, you know, that was my mom. Like, she's tried many times, and she was just in a lot of pain. She said, you know, she has mental illness, and she's attempted a few times, and, you know, the truth is she's at peace now, and, you know, the pain's over for her. And, you know, I do believe she's on the other side, and you know, she's happy where she's at now. I think it's good that we're starting to talk about it and be open about it, instead of I think a lot of people, just like including myself, just used to bottle things up and just put it under the rug, and you know, and You know, someone told me, and this is what I think applies to it, is, you know, feelings buried alive don't die. And that's what I feel about, you know, the suicide and everything like that. People just say, oh, don't talk about it, it's going to spread, it's going to spread. And, you know, I think if we don't talk about it, that's when it's going to spread. The way that the diagram we had up there about how, like when someone passes, we're with the loved ones for 4 days just to make sure they're okay. And that's when all the prayers and the funeral and everything's all prepped. And just coming together and how the ASSERT team, you know, is, you know, become familiar with the protocols there is really helping. I just know it personally has helped me, and you know, it's helped many people, I'm sure.